HMS Podcast brought to you by ZMANow.com. Go to the website to learn how to buy a bottle of Testrogaine with ZMA and get two Viala fill bottles for free. Put John 20 in the promo code and get 20% off at ZMANow.com.
A little bit of everything. I do some singing, some dancing, some chatting with the guests, the skits, the monologues, the comedy.
Wonderful comedy.
It really is a lot of fun.
Before we get to the Brady Report, we've got Eric hanging around somewhere. I do believe he's at RTO Sullivan's, Hayden and Thomas. He's going to be there this morning giving away a bunch of stuff. And again on Saturday night watching UFC 236, Holloway versus a Frenchman. Probably a Canadian Frenchman because I don't know if the French are really into the UFC, but we'll see.
Poirier
is what I would call it.
Poirier.
I don't know him. I know Holloway.
Dustin,
I don't know Poirier.
Dustin Poirier.
Either way, the Frenchman, and never bet on a Frenchman unless it's St. Pierre. That's the only time that's ever been a safe bet. Otherwise, pretty good odds unless he builds up from here. You've never heard of him and he's French to bet against him. Now, he might shock you. Then you can start assessing from there. But just on paper right now, I'm betting Holloway. Just on paper. Frenchmen usually not very good at this. But Eric's out there this morning with all sorts of stuff to give you. Eric, what do you got?
Well, you come on down. You can sign up for U-Fest tickets. That's next Saturday night, Mesa Riverview Park. Also, I got some 40th anniversary T-shirts out here, a few CDs, some bandanas, some stickers, all the good stuff that I normally have. So come on down and see me, RTO Sullivan, Tayden and Thomas. Yeah, I'll be here Saturday night for the UFC, so come on out. Have some fun with me from 7 to 9 p.m., UFC 236. Also, besides Holloway and Poirier, or however
Poirier.
You say it, Kevin Gastelum. Kevin Gastelum is on the bill, and he is a Tucson native, so come root him on if you're a Tucsonite, I guess. RTF Sullivan's where I'm at.
Tucsonian?
Hayden Thomas for about an hour, Tucsonite. A little over an hour or so.
Tucsonian? Tucsonian. Tucsonian.
Tucsonian.
A resident of Tucson. Somebody points out. Somebody pointed out this morning that the brilliance of having corn as the wake-up song sponsored by Elote AM was not lost on many people. That's very nice. Korn is the official band of Elote AM. I think that should be a thing. You should have Got the Life as your theme song when you do commercials.
Well, you got me paranoid about everybody suing me now.
Yeah, it gets Jeff Beck off your neck.
You got, now you got Korn. Jeez. You got Elote Cafe up in Sedona going to start stomping you. You better be careful, man.
Oh, crap.
Should have just called it Eric and Lisa's Real Estate. All these names you're trying to come up with. All right, we'll talk to you in a little while. He's out there this morning. Hayden and Thomas, RTO Sullivan's. That's where he is. And good luck to you. See ya. There he is on Saturday.
All
also,
right.
Also got a message from Winston, my friend Winston, who said what you need to tell your son about listening to that N-Words in My Butthole song is, I believe his words were, just tell him to stop it.
I would actually like to borrow Winston and have
that would be
him tell my son. That would be awesome.
Oh, Winston, go over to Richard's house.
Yeah.
Have him sit down, and when Alex shows up and goes, hey, man, what you listening to? Let me see your iPad. And then I see how comfortable he is at that point.
I would really like that.
And then realize that's wrong, isn't it, you little jackass? What's more wrong is
my friends are.
Some kid did it. You played it for me off the air. Yeah. It's a child singing N-Words in My Butthole. 500,000 listens.
Repeat. Yep.
And he never stopped.
That was just on SoundCloud. 600,000 on YouTube, so over a million listens.
And the parents are like, not trying to get this torn down by any means.
Cash your check again. He gets his
money from SoundCloud. We got a hit on our hands. Tell me how you feel about the Muslims, boy. You got
in
anything? Any of them in your butthole? Let's just replace the slur with another slur and have a sequel. Great stuff, gang. Society. It's rocking.
My God.
Brady's got the Brady Report coming at you. It's brought to you by Hooters. And you know what Thursday is? It's Friday Eve. So you can celebrate that. I know. That's what Hooters says. It's pretty smart. Celebrate with happy hour at Hooters. Half off select apps plus drink specials, 3 to 6 at Hooters for Friday Eve. I like Friday Eve. So get on that. Thank you, Hooters. Brady, report it.
Good Thursday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world.
Howdy.
Couple Thursday morning fun facts. Oh, it's Happy National Pet Day.
Oh, that's sweet.
Diners Club issued the first ever credit cards in 1950.
I think I knew that. Are they even around anymore?
Diners Club cards? I used to hate that working at the restaurant.
It might just be a discount thing, but I don't think so.
But you're saying it was a credit card, right? It was
an
actual credit card.
Yeah, you
card, not
just
a
put it right on
dinner
there.
Thing.
It was a real credit card, but it was the biggest pain in the ass because you used to have to do the old-fashioned way. We couldn't do Diners Club through the machine. It had to be the old paper thing. And Diners Club would screw up a busy night. I have Diners Club. We stopped taking it after a while. Is it? It can't still be a thing. It got absorbed by somebody. I don't even see commercials for it anymore.
Did American Express?
Nope. Well, Diners Club International.
It's still a thing, but they're all MasterCards now, so I don't know if they're their own thing anymore. So, yeah, MasterCard probably bottom up.
Winston says he's there. I'll be there. Man, Winston, you can make a fortune on the side helping white
misguided
parents
white
raise their brat-rat teenage boys who are trying to, you know, be a little bit rebellious.
Can we get Reggie to come to town, too?
Oh, Reggie,
I would
Reggie
love
and
double,
Winston?
Oh, my God. I would
oh, my God.
Love
if we dressed
it.
Him up as internet police and you get that knock on the door.
That would be so awesome.
Hello?
Yeah. We're the internet police, and we believe you've listened to a song called In My Butthole.
Is your name Alex Toledo?
You're Alex, Alex Toledo, is that correct?
Yeah, him.
All right, we're going to have to take you in for being a horrible little racist. For listening to
But my friends!
In My Butthole. We give you two listens.
My girlfriend's black.
Yeah, get in the car, Whitey. Is that true?
His first girlfriend was,
yeah. Nice. All right.
Broke up with her.
His first girlfriend was a taste of brown sugar. Mm-hmm. How about that? Mm-hmm. And yet, did she break up with him because he listens to
No Butthole? I don't know about that. Maybe she listens to it, too. I don't know.
Hey, you want to dance? Sure, I want to dance. I like you, Alex.
Maybe that's who he identifies with now.
Huh?
Racist?
You got a little, male Dolezel.
Yeah, Rachel Dolezel. Oh,
Dolezel.
No. I don't think Rachel was too busy listening to the N-words in My Butthole.
I don't think so, either.
It's a terrible song, and it's done by a child. Oh. And Winston and Reggie, I will hire you.
Please
as the internet police to help white people raise
Let
their rat
film
kids.
It. We'll get our own million views.
Because the more you as a dad say don't listen to that, the more he's going to want to.
Of course.
So if two giant black
authentic,
guys show up,
yeah.
authentic blacks.
Yes.
And if it gets real bad, we'll bring Janny in. And he'll explain the origin of man.
Just like when you were the kids and the Chronic came out.
Yeah. Oh, I turned it down at the, you know, some of the stuff. I'd be like, ooh, shh.
Yeah.
This isn't good. I knew better.
Yeah.
I wasn't
he
out
met
there
Janny,
shouting.
Though, at his school.
I know he's familiar with people of color. But if they started to show up at the door and say, we know what you're doing,
yeah.
you need to knock it off.
Yeah.
This is like Brady's parents trying to
shoot
him off to the chief mm-hmm. and the Indians. You want to go live with the Indians? Oh, no. This is what you'd have to do.
What was chief's name?
Running Water.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Hire a black. John Holmberg's Hire a Black. I don't know if that's going to go over too well. And then I'll have my black friend show up at your rat white kid's house and tell him that it's about over. It's just about over.
I am in. I'm more than in on this.
Winston, how much are you going to pay him?
Tell him to give me a price.
Yeah, you can't front that company, John. Picture you with your thumbs up.
I don't think
so. Hire my blacks.
Hire my blacks. They'll get the job done. This is Winston. Shh, keep quiet. I'll do the work. Hey, he's one of my blacks.
You stymie
him. It says, I'll be there with my hard pipe hitting friends. This is what I'm talking about. We'll fix racism the way it needed to be fixed the first time.
Oh, my God.
Through violence. of your children. Oh, I love this idea.
I don't think you understand how excited I am about
yeah,
this.
It has to be. I have to. Look, the world's not ready for it not to be a guy like me to own this company. Because otherwise they'd target it.
Yeah. I see what you're saying.
You have to play the game a little bit.
The chainsaw was originally invented by a German orthopedic surgeon in 1830 to cut bones in people's jaws.
Yeah.
Eventually,
oh
a bigger model was created to cut wood.
That was dentistry. A chain used to rotate violently.
Gas-powered.
Around an oblong disc. And chop your jaw in half. For what? I mean, what was wrong with you that had to happen?
And I wonder if it was a
it's gotta,
crank.
It's got to come off. It's gotta,
like
yeah, they didn't have a
beater.
Gas power. Oh, yeah, real fast, like egg beaters. Oh, my God. How do you even present that to somebody? If my jaw hurts and I go to a doctor and he's like, it's got to come off and this is the machine I'm going to use, I'll die from whatever this is.
Wearing stiletto high heels on public streets and sidewalks is illegal without a permit in Carmel, California.
Damn right.
Clint Eastwood tried to overturn that when he was mayor.
Nah, it didn't work.
This is a little poll that asked people questions about their hygiene. How gross are you compared to everyone else?
Okay.
How often do you change your sheets?
Bed sheets get changed every couple days.
50% of us usually go more than a month, including 6% who said pretty much never change them.
That's college kids.
Yeah, that's right.
What's the acceptable amount of time to leave dishes in a sink?
A day. That's like at your worst? You mean again, acceptable at your worst?
Yeah.
Again, college kids.
55% said one day. 23% said a few days. 3% said longer.
Yeah, most of the time, like that's your worst case scenario. It's like, oh, I've left these dishes in for a day.
19 do them immediately.
You can't go after a day.
How often do you clean your bathroom?
Me? Zero.
Well,
but how often do I
does
have
your bathroom
it cleaned?
Get cleaned? Yeah.
At least once a week.
For sure, once a week, yeah. Right? 71% said at least once a month.
Once a month?
Yeah.
A good scrubbing.
22% said a few times a year.
Mm.
7% never.
Mm. I've been in those bathrooms.
Yeah.
My friend Colin, back when he was about 25, went to the house, and there was a woman I was with at the time that went in and came out and said, I won't pee in that. It's like, what are you talking about? It's like, I've never seen more hair stuck to something in my life. I will not pee in your bathroom. And he had a roommate who was real clean. He's like, you can use Jerry's bathroom. Go in there. Shangri-La.
Do you ever wear a shirt twice without washing it?
Yes.
87% said yes.
Yes.
27% would also wear underwear a second time.
Yeah, that's
See, that's the rule on the bed sheets. Somebody said this to me years ago. Ironically enough, same guy with the filthy bathroom. Colin said, if you change your clothes after only wearing them for 8 to 12 hours and then wash them, why don't you change your sheets if you sleep in them 6 to 8 hours a night? Sweating.
I know, and I do that.
Sloughing, and yeah. And it's
like if I have a shirt on all day. Have I done it before? But most part, if I wear it one day, it's in the
Oh, it's in the washer. Right. I take it out and put it right in the laundry.
It's no difference in...
But your sheets, you should wash more often than you do because clothes that you wear for 8 hours go right into the hamper. Sheets that you sleep in for 8 hours or two people sleep in for 8 hours doing God knows what on them, usually let that ride for a few days. It's gross. We're gross.
Researchers in Switzerland looked at various sexual traits in 100 different primate species, including humans, and they found there's a trade-off. Male primates with big beards and lots of hair tend to have less going on downstairs.
Say that again, male primates?
Yes. Huh? Hairier males tend to be perceived as more masculine by females. So they attract more mates and tend to get more chances to produce offspring. Hmm. But saying study shows that the men who can grow a big beard might have smaller testes.
Huh. Well, then I must have massive testes then because my beard is that of a 13-year-old Mexican boy. It is terrible what I grow on my face. I look like I've got mange. Does that mean my balls are huge?
Yeah.
I know my sack has too much skin. I don't think my balls are out of the ordinary.
This is a study that added a couple more questions to that one that started out earlier this week about a dry spell, being in a sexual dry spell with your significant other. This is asking about your wife. So they asked 1,000 married couples between the ages of 18 and 65. And out of the ones who have had a dry spell, almost half of them said it lasted over a year. 39% said 1 to 5 years. 6% wow. said 6 to 10 years.
Jesus.
Apparently, after a while, you just give up. According to the, because a quarter of the people in the survey said they'd be perfectly fine with never having sex again. That's 31% of women, 22% of men.
Yeah. Well, men, I can understand. It's very difficult. Women, I understand that it's like if you're an asexual person, you're kind of like, ugh, the pressure. So you quit on it. But men, it's like, man, it's so much worse. Some guys are just too lazy to go try anymore, so they quit. Or they're too afraid.
Yep. And again, age would probably have something to do with it. A bit like if you're in your 60s.
Oh, if you're in your 60s, you're, maybe. But if you're in your 40s and stuff, and you don't want to push and try anymore, and you've kind of quit and just say, look, I've got my hand, I've got my time, I don't need the hassle. I still don't understand you, but that makes some sense. If you're in your 20s and you've quit, you're just not a sexual creature.
A new study ranked the best cities to live in if you want to become wealthy. They based it on things like unemployment rates, housing costs, and how many high-paying jobs there are.
Texas has to be on this list.
According to
high-paying
the results.
Jobs in Texas?
They don't have state tax.
Oh, yeah.
And
number 10 was Austin, Texas.
Yeah.
Number 3... Or it's a three-way tie for number 9.
It's quite a leap.
Number 9 was a three-way tie between Seattle, Lincoln, Nebraska, and Chesapeake, Virginia.
Yeah, Seattle, another one without state income tax.
Is it?
Yep.
Number 6, Gilbert, Arizona.
Nice job, kids.
Number 5, San Francisco.
We're right there neck and neck with San Fran.
Well, because there's...
Number 4, opportunity. Scottsdale, Arizona. Yeah. Number 3... Henderson, Nevada, just outside of Vegas. Yeah. And number 1 is a tie between Plano, Texas, and Chandler, Arizona.
Nice job, Chandler. Chandler's got that whole burgeoning internet thing started, too.
Yeah, that's
and the houses are dirt cheap.
Yep.
That's not going to be there for long. I tell you what, they start that Silicon Desert thing that they're planning. Forget it. Houses are going to go gangbusters.
Natty Light is randomly giving away a year's worth of beer to someone on Twitter every time a golfer makes a birdie in the final round of the Masters this weekend. To enter,
wow,
you have to log on this Sunday and tweet hashtag birdie light.
Nice. Are there a lot of natty light drinkers hunting down for the Masters?
I don't think so.
Yeah. Guys who
there
are,
will be now.
Oh, yeah. They've just got the Natty Light audience. But I can't imagine like a Natty Light crew having a Masters party.
Based on last year's stats.
Hashtag Natty Light.
There are 234 birdies in the final round.
It's a lot of Natty Light. That's $234 worth of Natty Light.
There's a new flavor of Natty Light that I saw on the shelves.
Puke?
It made me chuckle.
That's old flavor.
The parent company of Snickers M&M's had a bunch of other candies, and they're doing well. They're doing a world sweepstake internship. They did this last year. They're going to do it again this summer. It's a 3-month paid position in Chicago. And if you like chocolate, it's a pretty good gig. You travel around to different manufacturing plants, taste testing new candy. Plus, you'll get a year's worth of free candy as a bonus. You have to be 21 and up. That one, you apply online. You got to have at least a high school diploma or a GED. This paranoid Florida guy attacked his parents because he thought his mom and dad poisoned his pork chops. Tasted his pork chop, and it had a little sour, bitter taste to it.
Sure.
So he attacked his mom and dad, hitting his father over the head with a frying pan, and then stabbed him in the chest with a butcher's knife.
There was something else going on.
Something's missing.
I don't attack my parents for poisoned pork chops until I've at least gotten them back from the lab. I need results before I make that assertion. I'm not leaping to that conclusion where I swing the hot pan at dad just because I taste a little funny sour thing. I thought ricin.
Another dude in Florida, Thomas Devaney. Thomas Devaney Lane referred to himself as the Saint. He threatened to release his turtle army to destroy people in the town of Indy Atlantic.
Do it.
Ninja turtle army?
Mm-mm. Regular turtle army, which would be haunting. And the only people worried are, like, the incapacitated, uncharged wheelchairs of Southern Florida. And there's a lot of them.
You don't want to mess with the Saints, Turtle Army.
No. It's going to get you. Give it time. The world's most patient army. Also, fairly easy to defeat. On land, at least. Just don't get it. Just don't fight them on their turf.
Google.
Little military turtles.
Just Google Turtle Army.
Put a Gatling gun on the back of it.
Or that one.
You'll see. Charge. Here we come. All of you will pay. Look, everyone, the turtles have united and are very slowly moving towards us. What do we do? We finish dinner.
Of course we do.
Then we see where they're at. They're 30 or 40 feet away. Desert anyone?
They're marching.
They're getting very close. And we'll take 10 steps to the right. Foiled again. We have to come up with a new plan. The Turtle Army I need to watch. I need to see this in action.
In Jackson, Mississippi, in the Bellhaven neighborhood, they do some quirky stuff. They decorate road signs.
Mm-hmm.
They put Christmas trees in potholes.
Yeah.
But they have a mystery going on right now because people are finding bowls of mashed potatoes on their front porch. It's in a little white styrofoam bowl.
Right.
Full of mashed potatoes. They're not hot, usually.
don't complain about the serving technique. This is just weird cold otherwise.
If they were hot, some people say, listen, I have
Brady's
3 seconds.
You can't eat them.
I mean, who would put cold potato? Yuck.
Come on.
Come on. I mean, they're not hot. There's no butter. Where's the sides? I like mine with sour cream, bacon, some chives. A couple of thought about.
Sue me.
You don't even think about, like, why it's happening.
Well, they're cold. This is pointless. Who would do this? So they're trying to figure out who's leaving the bowl of mashed potatoes.
Right. On everyone's doorstep? Or just a few random choices?
It's been a few houses so far.
Your biggest complaint was serving temperature.
I came out there and there's steam coming off those babies. Man, oh man. Thank you, Yahweh. Manna. Yahweh has delivered again. The famine has ended.
My prayers have been answered.
It's great. And let Kirby sleep well and have a lovely life. And oh yeah, if by chance you could have some taters put on the front porch by the a.m., that'd be nice.
That'd be pretty awesome.
Sleep tight, Yahweh. Tomorrow, Cheetos. Oh, Abraham, if you could please, oh God of taters. And I don't want to be picky, but if they could be warmed, there's not much worse than cold potatoes on your doorstep. There's an unnamed man from India who went to the hospital because he couldn't get rid of his painful, sustained erection.
No one gave him a name?
Yeah, they're not going to throw his name out there.
Oh, he has a name. He's not unnamed man from India.
Unnamed man from India.
Hello, I have never gotten one. Excuse me, what's your name? None. How do you spell that?
He's
no, I don't have a name. You don't understand. You cannot compare my name to another because there is not one there.
He's 52 years old. He went into the hospital. He had his erection for over 48 hours.
Nice.
Doctors drained the blood, but managed to leave the catheter in, which quickly caused the head of his penis to turn black. He returned to the hospital. The doctor said, sorry, my friend, there's so much dead tissue.
Choppy, choppy.
Amputation.
Of the whole thing?
No,
or
no, cut the head
just
off.
Just take off the head and the body will die. I'm
sure
sorry, man, with no
priapism.
Monica. I have to attack the top of your penis now. But that's okay because no one knows how to address you anyway. Excuse me, sir, what should I call you? If I gave you something to call me, then I would have a name, and that would defeat the purpose of being unnamed. We have to cut the top of your dick off. I am James.
Call me James.
Call me James. Immediately. Does that save my dick?
Things
I am sorry,
they,
James. It is too late.
Things they recommend if you're experiencing priapism.
Which is prolonged erections.
Try to go for a pee.
You're like a fountain.
Go for a gentle walk. Drink lots of water. Try exercises such as squats or running on the spot.
Oh.
Take painkillers.
Jeremy has found photos of penile necrosis.
Oh, yeah.
That's bad stuff.
What in the world is going on up here?
Things
that looks like a Portland Trailblazers uniform. It's black and red. That is the official colors of the Atlanta Falcons.
Do not take ice to your junk if you have priapism.
And unfortunately, most of these guys didn't have much to work with to begin with. Life was unfair. I bet you they never found hot mashed potatoes on their front door. Thanks a lot, Yahweh. I was born with a little tiny dick, no name, and never once has a man left me delicious hot steaming potatoes.
Do not have sex or masturbate.
Why do you spite me so? Yeah.
Why do you spite me, God? It is that my neighbor has hot potatoes delivered daily and is hung like a mule. And yet there is me, with my black tip peepee, no name, and a potato-free environment.
No name.
I hate you, Ganesh. I hate you with the power of a thousand suns. I wish you would take your eight arms and beat yourself to death. Is that Vishnu? Ganesh, which one has
the name? The unnamed man quickly got a name after leaving the hospital.
Yeah, Dickless.
No head.
I am now known as Dickless. At least I got something on the way out. In name.
Tipless.
I like that. Unnamed man from India. Oh, his parents didn't even care to name him.
We'll end it with some radio videos. The first one is a news story, a live broadcast that happened in Clifton, New Jersey. The guy was reporting about some guy's racy Easter decorations in his front yard.
Some lady went nuts and destroyed them, right?
She did. Choked the mannequins out. They're in sexy lingerie.
And he put mannequins.
And there's Easter eggs in the yard.
Bras and underwear with Easter baskets and bonnets. And there's eggs all over, but these hot mannequins are the ones that are searching for them.
And during the report, the lady, you can see her in the background, works her way towards the mannequins. You don't see her destroy them while the guy's doing his...
But she's there. She's the one who did it.
She grabs one.
And she's had it.
Yeah,
she came back with scissors and like...
Cut up the outfits, decapitated the mannequins.
She was standing up for the neighborhood. It's a weird thing to do.
Jersey, and as you know, Easter is just 2 weeks away. And a few mannequins who are dressed in only lingerie.
They're hot.
Bunny ears. And with a selfie in
stick.
This neighborhood and beyond. And people want it down. And some people think it's what it's allowed. He's allowed to do this. So we're going to have the full story coming up on the Pix 11 News at 5.
At least she has her Easter hair going. She's got some
Look at the work the guy did, though. He's decorated every branch of every tree in his front yard with little egg ornaments. And he's got the four hot mannequins and gigantic eggs. There must be 100 gigantic eggs strewn about his front yard. It's actually a really impressive display.
Five gorgeous Easter bunnies.
Five amazingly hot, all white. I'm not sure if that's a thing. Mannequins dressed in lingerie with different colored hairs. Easter flavors, all pastels. Hunting for these giant Easter eggs. What's the beef here? I mean, if he keeps it up until middle of May, then you got something. But and the one lady just started cutting the clothes off, which makes her the pervert.
The next Brady,
you should do this year for Easter. It's a couple of smoking hot lingerie mannequins out.
Get on it. You got a week.
There's really nothing wrong with that. They're just dressed sexy. And did you see the lady cutting it off? Someone who, I guarantee you, whose husband went by and went, whoa, that's hot. And then she's got that little fire hydrant body, and she's mad. She'll never
look at her. She's married.
Is that she's her? Taking him.
Is that her?
Yeah.
She's got a shaved head.
I'm not saying she's married. I think she's single.
She's in better shape than I thought she'd be. Well, she's taking him to her house. She doesn't believe in Easter. Half her hair's, her hair's
Why
blue.
Are you doing this?
She finds it disgusting. She lives across the street.
Yeah, she's good.
You know, it's disgusting. Those sweatpants you're wearing outside, lady. Have some class. You've already quit. This woman has quit.
With that hair, and that's disgusting to you.
Her hair's fun. I can handle blue hair. Some of the mannequins have blue hair, and they're hot. This lady's got nothing left. She's quit. She's a woman in sweatpants, and we've talked about this in the past.
She's going to have a heck of a bill on that lingerie.
A woman in sweatpants in the middle of the day has quit on you. She no longer cares about you or your needs. There's more. She's just parting out the mannequins in her yard.
It's so weird.
Never. I mean, it's true of both sides. A man in sweatpants that's wandering around and not working out, and a woman in sweatpants going about her business during the day. They've quit. They don't try anymore. Does your wife wear sweatpants, Jeremy? Out? No. Ronnie doesn't. Does she?
No, she's not big in the Athleta.
I mean, she wears the yoga pants and stuff.
She usually wears the Athleta or no pants.
All right.
All right.
See, yeah. This is weird. Stop it. It's gross when you do it. Lisa's not wearing sweatpants outside.
No, God, no.
She's got class, that's why.
No, she's embarrassed if she has to go like pick up Christopher early in the morning from like band practice in her pajamas.
She wears her pajamas?
But she didn't get out of the car.
Still, you never know, and you're going to get a flat or something. True. You'll be that crazy
she's done
woman.
It, she's done it like once or twice. Yeah, it
takes 2 minutes. Mm-hmm. Change into something acceptable in case you bash into a stoplight or something.
The next radio video is the Walmart parkour failure.
Okay.
Guy gets on top of the shelves and tries to jump into the Barbie display.
All right. Oh, yeah, no, he failed from the first step. This didn't go well right off the bat.
I like how he missed
the shelf. These aren't employees. This is just happening at a Walmart. This is during business hours. I was expecting it to be like 2 in the morning and they're doing inventory and they got bored. No, this is a customer unchecked.
Right there.
Who just decided
to... He stepped on the soft filing cabinet right there, the soft file. Shelf
to jump over the aisle. He would have made it had his foot landed.
Oh, yeah, he completely missed that.
He just stepped on air for a second. Again, I got a question. Who's asleep at the wheel at that Walmart? If I see a guy up on the top of something, I think you'll see that, right? It's midday at the Walmart. And they're like, oh, this happens. Guys sometimes climb the shelves.
The next one. Ugh. It's a jogger. This happened in Los Angeles, I believe. He's on a treadmill getting his workout on, and a car comes crashing through the fitness, plows into the treadmill. Guess who's driving?
By the way.
Mercedes.
It's a Mercedes. Who's driving, Brady?
Watch when see who comes out.
Is it hot blonde?
And I like her reaction when she comes out.
What were you doing in my treadmill?
She's
hot.
Oh, yeah.
Hot blonde chick mashes. How about
I'm just going to leave, okay?
How about the treadmill taking the shot, though?
Yeah.
It didn't even buckle. The treadmill doesn't break at all. He's probably all right.
Oh. He is.
That treadmill took the brunt of a car crash. We should make our cars out of treadmills. There's no damage to that thing. That's impressive
Joe
work.
Joe Coy helps him up.
Yeah. I don't know if True or who built that treadmill. Life Fitness or whatever those machines are called, but well done. The Mercedes didn't fare as well as the treadmill. That's a nice treadmill. It's a nice gym. Aside from it being in the center of a freeway, that's a nice gym.
The final one is a street cam in China. This is what it looks like when you get rolled over by a 400-pound tire.
And you're Chinese.
What?
And you're Chinese.
440-pound
Your
tire.
Back is to the tire.
And the tire comes off of something.
Comes off the semi. It was on the bed, I believe.
Making a right turn. Here comes the tire. That's out. That's a big tire. And there's the guy. There's the guy painting lines in the road. Here we go. He's down. He's down.
There's a little whiplash there.
Well, it caught his legs. He couldn't move his feet.
Other angle.
He's down.
There goes the lady in the Mercedes.
You're Chinaman's three cheeks to the wind. he's
double.
Still down. Oh, yeah, that's 400 pounds of tire.
Yikes.
That is a safety flaw on the truck, I think.
They have to have a recall.
Wow.
Man who was run over by a wheel.
All right, here we go.
Is tired.
Oh, God. Brady. Brady.
The one guy tried to save
Take
him.
A lap right now.
Come
lap.
On now.
One lap. Ugh. I wish I was that Chinaman right now. Get run over by a 400-pound tire, so I don't have to listen to the Confucius dad jokes. Stop it. That's tough, though. That's a big-ass tire. And clearly the truck didn't need it anymore.
Just nailed it.
It was fine.
That's not the Chinaman's nightcap he wanted.
All right. That's heroin. I don't even know what you're talking about. You just wanted to say Chinaman.
Knocked out.
Yeah. All right. The man's spine was severed. Have a heart.
He's okay.
As far as you know.
Went back to work.
Yeah, like an hour later. Nemer is coming here, all right?
Nailed it.
Nice. All right.
Nailed it.
That's a tough note.
It is Nemer.
Got a note. Nemer's at the Tempe Improv. You can head on over there, 480-921-9877. We're going to talk to Nemer next. That is your Brady Report. Eric's also out at Hayden and Thomas this morning at RT O'Sullivan's, handing out all sorts of stuff. U-Fest tickets in his hand. We'll check in with Eric next. There's your Brady Report.
If the younger generation doesn't get into rock, then guess what? An art form has died.